KPIX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jurors in former President Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial are resuming deliberations at this hour. They're starting by listening to key testimony in the case, says ABC's Perry Russum.
The jury pausing deliberations yesterday to ask two questions. The first, a request to rehear testimony from Trump's former fixer Michael Cohen and former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker regarding a meeting in Trump Tower in 2015 where prosecutors say Trump, Cohen, and Pecker hatched a scheme to bury damaging stories about Trump, a catch-and-kill agreement. The second question from the jury requested the judge to reread his jury instructions.
Justice Samuel Alito is rejecting a request from congressional Democrats to recuse himself from two cases related to January 6th. That after two different flags carried by January 6th protesters were seen flying outside two of Alito's homes. U.S. economy growing at a sluggish pace, 1.3% from January through March. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Yellow Home Food Delivery Service is closing four warehouses in Wisconsin. The company used to be known as Schwann's. It says it's closing operations in Eau Claire, Marshfield, Wausau, and Rice Lake. 32 people are being laid off. The company tells state officials the layoffs are permanent. Supporters of Act 10 say all kinds of Wisconsin public workers could go on strike if a Madison judge restores their union rights. On the other hand, Governor Evers says he doesn't think so.
People have the right to organize and to collectively bargain. It encourages conversation. It doesn't encourage people walking off the job.
Meanwhile, it appears Judge Jacob Frost may have signed a Scott Walker recall petition during the Act 10 debate. He's not commenting. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The famed UW Arboretum needs a new director, and four finalists are vying for the spot. Karen Oberhauser had been the director since 2017, but she retired late last year. The four finalists are a biologist from Florida, the director of an arboretum in Illinois, a UW-Milwaukee associate professor of environmental science, and the in-house candidate, the arboretum's current program manager. Each one of them will give public presentations about their vision for the arboretum. The first one is today, and they'll continue for the next month. The American Red Cross is doing something special for blood donors right now. It's all in celebration of Tetris for the game's 40th anniversary. Rebecca Rockhill from the Northeast chapter.
We need to make sure that we are keeping those donations regular year-round. So no matter when it's needed, it's there.
There are blood drives tomorrow at the UW Union and the American Legion in McFarland. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers robbed the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Blake Perkins had quite a night in center field, robbing the Cubs batters of RBIs, like this diving catch caught on Bally Sports.
Prayer is the way he catches it.
Happ hits it sharply. Center field, Perkins. In center field tonight.
The Brewers went on to win 10-6 over Chicago. Blake Perkins also had a two-run homer in the third and was asked what was he more proud of, the plays in center field or his home run.
That's hard to pick, but I think the catch is, you know, it's a good like momentum shift for us. That ball gets over or hits the wall, then we're down runs that inning. So I think the catch was big, and then I was just trying to follow my teammates, what they did that inning, and was lucky enough to put a ball in play well.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 72 for a high this afternoon with wind fairly light out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, 46 and clear. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, becoming mostly cloudy, 77. With showers and a few scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll get a Max Inc. preview for the weekend.
And listen to some great Wisconsin bands.
Rocker joins us first thing in the morning. Be there.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Now, what I wouldn't like about this, if I were a defense lawyer, and again, taking all Trey's caution about, you know, not reading too much into this, if I'm a defense lawyer, I want them to focus on the records because the charges in the indictment are falsification of the business records.
Happy deliberation day.
Yep.
Happy day. Hopefully Trump is convicted. Felon. Okay, one more.
If they're looking for Pecker's story, that's the prosecutor's version of events. The prosecutors portrayed this case to the jury as a conspiracy that went back to 2015 to influence the election, and Pecker was a key player in that. So it could be that they're refreshing their recollection of the testimony. It could also be that there's some buy-in to the prosecution's theory of the case.
Yes. Chris, do you have any good Pecker stories? Don't we all?
Peter piped a Pecker.
My college boyfriend's went to the left. It was he had that thing. It's a medical
disease?
Thing. You ask Dr. It's a Peyronie's.
Peyronie's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was a divining rod for my future political leanings.
To the left?
Yeah, to the left. To the left, to the left. Yeah. Okay. It's a medical thing. You'll see.
Yeah.
I'll ask him.
Oh.
Yeah, that guy.
Okay.
Doctor,
if I'm going to get bad
doctor,
news, I want it from him because he's very
doctor,
handsome.
Dr. Irwin Redletter joins us now.
MSNBC medical expert.
He's leading us through the
Dr. Irwin Redletter.
And now he enters.
Here he became Dr.
Dr. Irwin Redletter is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar. Hi, good morning, doctor. I think you can confirm that that is, in fact, a medical diagnosis. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to bring up Pecker again. It's just that the lawyers are bringing it up
right.
Again. I know that you thought that had been sucked dry, but it hasn't.
Oh, my God.
What? Uh-oh, see, we can't hear
it. That I know. I assume that because you stay away from personal medical issues.
That's
I know
right.
that about you.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. Obviously, there are jokes because we have to laugh or we'll cry all day. But what a just a moment for America, right? Where, you know, we're most experts predicting we will have a convicted felon as one of the, you know, candidates for president any second now, any day now. You know, there's news released that, you know, it's on tape, Trump saying the N-word on The Apprentice, which we had long suspected. But I good God, where are we?
We're in a bad place. We're in a place that most normal people would not have expected. You know, it's not like we're not familiar with extremism and cults and the like. And this has always been an oddity in the news, these kind of phenomena. You know, Waco and all, many, many, Jim Jones took his people to kill him in Africa. But what's happened now is an evolution of cultism to become one of the prevailing trains of thought in America. The loss of the ability or willingness to think, to analyze, to be appropriately skeptical about BS has infected tens of millions of Americans. And I think, for me, the big hope is that not enough people are buying into it, even though it's millions and millions. And you look at the Nikki Haley vote, by the way, that's a big chunk of voters, even though she's now completely turned into a darn hypocrite.
And, good say. You know,
and you thought I didn't know how to control myself.
Right.
Anyway, those voters are not dependable Trump supporters at all.
Yeah.
So I think there's more electoral problems. I don't care what the polls are showing for Trump than people probably appreciate right now.
I agree. But, you know, to your point, you tweeted of Haley. Let's understand this. Former governor, U.N. ambassador, POTUS contender, aggressive Trump critic, just endorsed that guy. You know, the guy who she called unstable and unhinged, whose international policies she adamantly and repeatedly criticized. She's suddenly all in for him. Her obvious agenda of trying to become Trump's VP is craven politics of its worst, at its worst. Shame on her. And it's one of the people that has enabled this, you know, just crisis we find ourselves in America. To your point, by the way, Bobby Kennedy Jr. revealed that he's speaking to News Nation and Elon Musk about hosting an alternative event to CNN's first presidential debate, which, you know, is just going to be a complete clown show of crazy and anti-vaxxer nonsense.
And, you know, look, there's... The entity of Bobby Kennedy Jr. as a presidential candidate, the prospect of him confronting Biden is itself kind of it's really, really weird. This is a damaged guy who has, you know, turned away from a legacy of extraordinary public service in his family that we don't need to recount here, but everyone knows. And he's turned on them, their principles, and he's brought another level of lying and conspiracy thinking to a high national political level. And you kind of got to shake your head, and I don't know who's going to watch that kind of event, but, you know, good luck to them. Hopefully they'll just get crushed and be a non-entity. And the other thing...
I'm for it if the dead brain worm gets also a podium. There's just a little mic and a little worm.
Uh-huh. Well, first of all, you know, that calling the worm dead, I don't know, did anyone try to resuscitate?
That's exactly what the brain worm would want you to say. The brain worm obviously faked its own death.
Right.
Yeah. Right. A lot of these brain worms are remarkably resilient. They're like cockroaches. You know, they can spring back to life at the calling of a cult.
This is
what they do. Yeah.
This world-renowned doctor, anyway. I have dragged into talking about Peyronie's disease.
I can't believe you brought us this place, Stephanie, but okay, that's fine.
Everyone down to my level eventually. but, you know, obviously you're doing all this great work for the kids of Ukraine, and it's just one of the many subjects, this whole, you know, Putin love. Let's start with that. Trump's, you tweeted new dramatic details and graphics in New York Times details how lack of anti-missile ammunition for Patriot batteries has allowed Russia to intensify destruction of infrastructure and civilian targets around Ukraine. I mean, this is literally life and death and you know, it just deadly serious. And you've got this just clown show of a party that held up this aid this long, right?
Right. And I posted that, but in this a few minutes later, I also posted something else domestically, which is deeply disturbing about Republican efforts to cut back on food and nutrition support for low-income children. You know, the whole party has gone to a terrible place where they don't care about children internationally, seriously, of course, and they don't care about our own kids in America, who are hungry. You know, they're poor and hungry. And as far as what they did in Ukraine, hopefully Ukraine will be able to recover from the consequences of that delay in funding them their ammunition and weapon systems. But You know, who knows? It's not looking great for Ukraine right now.
Yeah. I mean, I saved this for you. Just this. He says some despicable thing every day. But, you know, this whole, like, journalist that is in Russian detention, and he basically saying, oh, Putin will let him out for me. You know, when I get elected, Putin will let him out for me. So, first of all, I can't use the word traitor enough with Donald Trump. So he could get an American out now, but he's going to let him rot in a Russian prison so that he can get elected.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's blackmail. You know,
someone tweeted, this is evil crime boss stuff. You vote for me or Evan dies. My friend will kill him if you don't. Makes you wonder why Evan Gersovich was grabbed by Russia in the first place. Was it so Trump could use him as a hostage? You would not put anything past Trump at this point to get elected.
Nothing. And they're for sure going to be exploiting a conviction, if that's what it comes down to. This is in some ways a no-win situation politically for Democrats. Either becomes a martyr revs up his base, or he gets acquitted, or is it,
hung jury. I don't think there's any chance of an acquittal. I don't think it's either a hung jury or guilty. But
yeah, hung jury. Yeah. So, we're kind of stuck. I'm not sure what to wish for. Are you? I mean, I'd like him to be in jail, but I'm not even sure that would stop his base.
I think it's absolutely imperative that he be convicted, you know, in these trials, because it's just, I mean, not only the polling shows when he's a convicted felon, that does hopefully wake some people up, which God forbid why it would take this long, I don't know. But I just think, you know, it's eroding people's whole view of the justice system in America if he keeps...
I know, the thing is...
Ironically, by the way, I know spare you from celebrity idiots like Dennis Quaid now that are... that are, you know, backing Donald Trump. But, you know, he uses that he's gotten away with so much that he hasn't done anything wrong. And that's the riddle, right? That people go, oh, he must not be guilty.
The one good thing, if he does get convicted, maybe some of those Nikki Haley voters will say that's really enough of Donald Trump. And a large number of them will use that as the final straw there. And not support Trump at the end, which I think if that happens, great. But who the hell knows where we're going to be in November?
We are in the upside down, as I call it. I was just speaking of Trump inciting violence every day in some different way. So Michael Fanone, the D.C. Capital D.C., he says his 78-year-old mom was swatted after he publicly bashed Trump. The elderly mother of a former cop who risked his life defending the Capitol on January 6th was swatted after her son spoke out against Trump. Michael Fanone's mortified mother was wearing a nightgown when she opened the front door of her Virginia home, only to find a SWAT team standing before her. Michael said these swatting calls are incredibly effing dangerous, especially when they target someone like my mom. The team was responding to a fake quote-unquote manifesto in which the author who claims to be Fanone confesses to having killed his mother and promises to shoot more people in a school. I mean, this is where we're at, right? Because you got people, you know, when he's standing there with De Niro and there's people yelling traitors at them, at the cop that risked his life, right? To save.
Yeah, you know, this is, it is inconceivable. This is a Brave New World reality that has struck us. And I'm just, I'm disgusted, but I'm still optimistic that Biden will win in November. That's what it is. And I think, you know, I mentioned in one of the tweets that Karen Redliner has taken a course to register Democrats to vote, because complacency and disgust with the system may keep Democrats away from the polls, and that would be a horrible thing this year particular.
I'm sorry, who knows? Mrs. Doom. I'm sorry, we know her as Mrs. Doom.
Oh, Mrs. Doom, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well, I mean, now I can't remember which part of the stupid part of our stupid timeline, whether we discussed last week with you or not, the Trump saying he will pull funding for public schools that mandate any vaccines. Mm-hmm. And many Republicans like Thomas Massie have followed. I mean, they literally are the pro-polio party, as I keep saying. I mean, this is the level of stupid.
Listen,
I don't remember if we mentioned this last week or not.
A little polio, a little measles, Bill's character. Try to remember that.
Okay. You know what? That's, this is no time for Dr. Sarcasm. We count on you.
Your audience knows I was just kidding, don't they?
Just kidding. Okay, love you, Dr. Doom. And the lovely Mrs.
See you next week.
19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by, speaking of doctors, Dr. Marty. If you had a kid, you would take them to the best pediatrician in the world if you could, Dr. Redlener.
Right.
Right? Dr. Marty, best veterinarian. Forbes magazine called him the miracle worker. Mm-hmm. Oprah, Martha Stewart, other persnickety people have taken their dogs to Dr. Marty.
Why? Accepting.
He uses superfoods to create miracles in his practice with his doggies and his kitties.
Yep.
So you have access to the best food in the world for your doggie or your kitty.
Uh-huh.
Nature's blend for the doggies, nature's feast for the kitties. I love feeding Bonnie and Clyde. I know that I'm being the best mama in the world. To Mr. and Mrs. Kisses. Hooray! Okay. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, kale, spinach, sweet potatoes, blueberries, all the superfoods.
It's the blueberries that get me.
Yeah. Right? I mean, it's better than most of us eat.
I'm just saying.
Freeze-dried, raw, all of those nutrients are packed in there, and the flavor is through the roof. Save up to 54% on Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures. Tilly, hello. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
That is great radio.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
OMG, I am so excited about our new sponsor, Cook Unity. These are ready-cooked meals. You want to know my first six? Grilled mahi-mahi with oyster mushrooms and steamed rice. Vegan rigatoni pesto. Four cheese ravioli with cherry tomatoes and spinach. Hang on. Climate-friendly chickpea and quinoa bowl. Classic salad niçoise. Lemon-baked tilapia. I don't have time to cook. These, you just pop them in the microwave, bam, you're done. Go to cookunity.com/liberal. You will not believe the quality and the quantity of different choices that you have. Whatever you need, vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, whatever you love, they have a delicious dish. Cook Unity is the first chef-to-use service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it's cheaper than other delivery options. So delicious and no cooking required. I love that on work nights for me. Go to cookunity.com/liberal or enter the code liberal before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code liberal or going to cookunity.com/liberal.
If you talk, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect, not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. I start laundry at 8. At 10, we go for a walk. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
The kind you find in a second-hand store. Raspberry beret. I think I love her.
Yeah. Yeah. Ed in Washington. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Ed.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hi.
We love you. Hey,
love
by
you.
The way, what reason I called is we're going to see you in September, and in Portland, there's a park that's divided by a statue of an elk, and I know how you love statues.
Oh, yeah.
The sadness of this is that in the old days, one side of the park was strictly men, and the other side was strictly women.
Okay.
So I would say we've come a hell of a long way, and we are really looking forward to seeing you guys.
You know what?
You
I'm going to grab that man side by the pussy. I'm going to grab that man side of the park. Ride it.
Like that park is where the
ride it and put it up wet.
That what? Part is where the men are men and the elk are scared.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. All right. Yes.
There you go.
Portland,
there you go.
Liberal, September 7th with Tom Hartman and Rachel Bitticoffer.
Yep.
We will see you there.
Looking
and then this
to
Saturday
it.
With Representative Pramila Jayapal in the great city of Seattle. Get it. More theater. Get it. Karen in Chicago. Hello, Karen. Hello.
Hello. Good morning. I don't know how much time I have, but I want to say, you know, you guys were talking about the N-word tapes and right. Whether it would make a difference or not. Here's my thing. 57% of white women voted for Trump despite the Access Hollywood tapes. I know some Mexican Americans that voted for him despite his calling Mexicans rapists and criminals. And, you know, what we saw in Charlottesville, the fact that, you know, there are some black men in particular who are lining up alongside Donald Trump, despite the fact that we saw the Charlottesville tapes. And we know that they're out there, you know, the Central Park Five story
yeah.
and everything, his history, we know.
Yeah.
I don't think it matters. The cult members
yeah.
are all in.
How many times do you think he used the N-word just during right. the Central Park Five trial
oh, yeah.
alone? Right.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, this is the thing. We're dealing with cult members. And so I feel like what the mainstream media, instead of worrying about whether those tapes are out there or this or that, or what's going on with his trial, we have got to be dispelling the myth that Biden's economy is bad and that, you know, he hasn't done anything and he's a terrible president. The polling reflects what people are getting in the media, from the media. So if the media yep. starts talking about these things, then maybe the polling will show something different.
Thank you.
You know?
Thank you. Thank you. As Bob Seska calls it, push polling.
Mm-hmm.
If you keep asking the same thing, of course it's going to come up. Jeff in Glendale, Arizona, with a good point. Steph, a Google search will show you 70% of CEOs are Republicans, which explains why they keep price gouging us.
Yep.
They know Biden will get the blame, which will help elect Trump. They blame Biden for things that aren't his fault and then don't credit him for infrastructure, insulin prices, deep student debt forgiveness, lead pipes getting replaced, among many things. Of course not. They want the tax cuts.
Yep.
This one hit home. Julie in Seattle. Steph, anyone who has watched a parent or other one loved one succumb to dementia knows it will most definitely not be okay if Trump wins the presidency back. I recall the Herculean efforts my brother and I went through to wrest the car keys from my declining mother when her neighbors complained she was going to kill someone. Been there, done that. Mm-hmm. Check that box for me. Imagining a person like Trump surrounded by sycophants, wannabe successors, and MAGA true believers as his mind melts is a terrifying exercise. And then she quoted this Dr. John Gartner, who everybody has been talking about, a prominent psychologist and psychotherapist. He's the founder of Duty to Warn, a collection of mental health professionals who have sounded the alarm about Trump's declining mental faculties since he took office in 2017. go ahead and read any of his stuff and tell me if it doesn't describe Trump to a T. Just another terrifying reason why we have to, you know, what's the term? Vote blue no matter who.
Yep. Yeah.
Dear God, dear Jesus. It's democracy, stupid. Okay, 29 minutes after the hour, Stephanie Miller Show.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman! Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
The years, you've really kept up with the times. You're on social media.
Like, dislike, block.
Maintained your health.
10,000 steps. I'm a beast.
You even programmed your own smart home.
In 10 minutes, remind me that I'm a genius.
In 10 minutes, I'll remind you that you're a genius.
If you can do all that, you can definitely save for retirement. Just go to aceyourretirement.org, a free online tool sponsored by AARP that can help you get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll meet Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach, and in just 3 minutes, get personalized recommendations to help boost your retirement savings. They're easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's brought to you by AARP, so you know they got your back.
You are a genius.
Take charge of your retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org now. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
In 1987, some inner-city first graders were promised a college education. Now, this promise didn't come from a wealthy corporation. It came from Oral Lee Brown, who saved a large portion of her modest income every year for these children.
She told Ms. Brown, you can't do everything I said, no, but we need to do more.
And she did more by sending 19 kids to college, helping others pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
You've seen the paintings. The Thanksgiving turkey being served at Grandma's.
Can I have the drumstick?
The weathered farmer sending his baby-faced son off to college.
Now be sure and write.
The wise police officer sitting at the soda bar, talking a young boy out of running away from home.
Where are you going, son?
Norman Rockwell didn't create the best in us. He just inspired the best. Inspiration. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Welcome back to What's Your Deal? So, Susan, ready to see what's behind door number one?
What about door two or three?
Sorry, Susan, just one door today.
But there are always three doors.
You expect options everywhere else in life. Are you getting them when it comes to your medical treatment?
It's a year's supply of dog food.
But I don't even own a dog.
Well, this is awkward.
Explore all your options and talk with your doctor about what's right for you. Knowing your options is the best option. Learn more at ahrq.gov. That's ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
For is that part of the testimony? And so I think that's a good thing. They're putting the prosecution to their burden. They're starting where the prosecution told them to start, and they want to know what the law is. What is the law that we have to apply to these facts? And so they want the readback of the law.
Hey, laws, we still have those.
Kind of.
Hey, maybe we'll find out. However, is every day a bad Supreme Court news day? Supreme Court gives the NRA a First Amendment win suit against New York officials.
Yep. 9-0 ruling.
Wow. Part two. I think I'm going to need my other sad tuba. I need more than one. Okay. Okay, that means I need some love letters. We need some true Stephanie Miller stories to counteract bad news. True story, trust me, is the subject line. So that's how you know it's true.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Jim in Austin. Hello, sexy liberals. Stephanie Miller world story begins when I was on stage at the Itchy Kitty doing my best Fred Sanford impression while crawling on the floor, flash dance style to Manhunt, when I accidentally fell into the orchestra pit when I came to Gloria Allred asked me if I was a fan of the Stephanie Millers.
That's totally plausible.
Feel these letters are supposed to be love letters, and yet they mock me.
Well,
and my public. Lori in Littleton, Colorado, going to the show in Denver. Woot! June 22nd. Get it. Hey, Steph, I was at the grocery store. The music in the background started playing Frangela's jingle. The woman coming at me was singing along, but instead the original word, she was singing Frangela. I asked if she was a Stephanie Miller fan. We had the best conversation, exchanging stories of the shows we attended and catchphrases. By the way, Chris, this is a true story. See, now if it's about someone else, you believe it. Lots of people do that with the Frangela jingle. So that, I deem that true, Lori.
The original name of that song was Gloria.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
I can't even remember that. They were calling Frangela.
Now it's the Frangela jingle.
Yeah. Nobody's calling Gloria anymore. We're calling Frangela. Charles.
Yeah, someone tell Laura Branigan that.
Yeah. Charles. Subject line. True story. Steph, true story. I was in the bar where a lovely woman caught my eye. I went over to take up a conversation. Everything I said was being rebuffed. I came up with some of my best lines, still to no avail. She finally got a bit frustrated over my continued entreaties and finally said, I am not one of your fans. I immediately asked, are you a Stephanie Miller fan? When she said yes, I answered, me too. We've been married for 5 years.
Aww.
See? That's a beautiful, true Steph head story. All right, I'm going to say this one's bold, but it's fun. Okay, where is it? Joanne, my drugstore, a lot of drugstore experiences.
Of course.
I'm going to say a lot of my fans are high. Always in drugstores. This always involves a CVS or Walgreens. Okay, Steph, I kid you not, I'm in the drugstore today picking up my ivermectin and bleach and a blue light to shoot up my ass. And I suddenly, suddenly heard the following conversations being yelled from every aisle. Aisle one, stop that bear. Aisle two, oh, bitch, please. Aisle three, it's time for her shot. Aisle four, nice beaver. Aisle five, thanks, I just had it stuffed. Aisle six, are you in for dick? Aisle seven, I'm always in for dick. Aisle eight, the female screamed. Then all the cashiers yelled, Stephanie Miller. I felt left out, so I yelled, you have a baby in a bar. I know, hard to believe since I live in Trump land. Uh-huh. Joanne in upstate.
Nice.
Up to transit, Lake Mama.
From Cheektowaga.
From Lakeport. Oh. Okay, let's listen to that dumbass Dennis Quaid. Why must everything be ruined?
I know.
I like his movies, even the ones where, you know, mostly the ones where he plays football. It's just he's cute. I liked his movies, and
he was very cute in the Lindsay Lohan remake of The Parent Trap.
Yes. Now everything is ruined. Everything is ruined because he's a dumbass. Oh, God. This is what comes of too many Thanksgivings with Randy Quaid. Okay. All right. Yeah, this is... here we go.
I was ready not to vote for Trump until what I saw is more than politics. I see a weaponization of our justice system and a challenge to our Constitution us as Americans that I don't think we're going to have.
It's in the upside down. Yeah. This is the definition of alternative facts, right? It is total 100% projection.
You don't want the justice system used against you, don't do the criming.
Right.
But it's just to buy into this, like, victimhood mentality of Trump is just...
You know, Trump is the most investigated person probably in the history
he's the biggest
of the
crook.
World. And they haven't been able to really get him. People might call him an ass, but he's my ass.
Oh, good God.
I don't like him anymore.
I don't. Okay. But seriously, how in the upside down is that? That, oh, he must not be guilty of anything because he's gotten away with everything. It's like... Right. A lot of rich white guys in America have that.
This is only the first trial.
Okay. Yeah. I really feel he's working for the American people. That's what he's all about. I do believe that to be true and sincere. Oh, my God. He's never worked for anybody but himself. I don't understand how so many people kind of completely lost the plot. Also, he said, as president, the only thing I liked about Trump was everything he did. You know, what he did with Korea, with Rocket Baby.
What? What's Rocket Baby?
Kim Jong-un, yeah.
We got back a dead hostage? What did he do with North Korea? They haven't stopped anything. No. Building nukes, nothing.
Yeah, coddled North Korea.
Yeah, thank you. The way he defeated ISIS in 3 weeks? No, he didn't. And how he stood up for us overseas the way he responded to China. Oh, you mean he said they're doing a great job on COVID and being really transparent? Oh, my God. And then getting his daughter 11 billion Chinese trademark? I can't. Oh, my God. He stands up to people. That's what makes him a leader. Oh, my God. He is the biggest cowardly seat in the history of the world. I will take my Robert De Niro's every day. I love that the right wing called Robert De Niro washed up actor, but then they're like, oh, Dennis Quaid, yay. All right. I'll take our Mark Hamill's. Thank you. And see you one Robert De Niro. Mark Hamill poked fun at a particular part of Trump's speech at the Libertarian convention. Trump ended his speech with, don't allow the worst president in the history of our country to come back and do the final destruction of America. And Mark said, the cell phone is strong with this one. Oh, you're talking about someone else.
Yes.
Okay. Mike in Chicago. Hi, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, Steph? Hey, what's going on, gang?
Hey.
If you guys can do me a favor, when you talk to Glenn or Ellie next time, can you ask them, why is the jury not allowed to hear that Alan Weisselberg is at Rikers currently for falsifying business records?
Thank you.
It's 100% allowed because that's what this case is about. It shows they have a proven track record.
Yes. Yes. I mean, and I love, you know, Trump whining that they didn't call witnesses that his lawyers could have called.
Weisselberg.
The fact is they have no case. It's just, again, alternative facts. Charlemagne the God.
Mm-hmm.
Have we come up with a new name for me that is more celestial?
Don't we have the priestess?
Something.
Stephanie, the C-word Tessa.
There you go.
That is not the same thing.
Kinda.
Okay, he's with De Niro. Here we go.
Let the record show, I totally agree with Robert De Niro. I am one of those people that suffer from Trump derangement syndrome. I think he is a threat to democracy.
Really?
I think that he led an attempted coup in his country. You know, he said he wanted to suspend the Constitution to overthrow the results of an election. At the least, that's just not a patriotic thing to say.
Yeah. Went on to say,
I don't believe that.
He absolutely said that.
I will look that up.
He did.
He wanted to suspend the Constitution.
He said we should suspend the Constitution to overthrow the results of an election. He said it on Truth Social, then said he didn't say it. So I read Project 25. I'm one of those guys that's like, I don't know if he will necessarily leave.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you. He said it. He has said it all out loud. How about Steffi, the virgin mother?
No.
Oh, God,
I am a dog mother and a virgin, so.
You're not a virgin.
You're not a virgin.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Have you had
Tell
sex?
That to the
Gold
cop
star.
In the back seat of the.
I didn't go the whole. That's why I was a Bill Clinton defender.
Excuse
there's
me.
A difference with the Catholic girl
Excuse
with the whole
me.
Thing. Everything
Excuse
but.
Me.
And a whole and the.
Have you ever had sexual relations with anyone?
Yes, but that's, it's a very loosey-goosey term. Okay,
okay
speaking
Mr.
of. Speaking of, pardon me. I'm from the everything but school of Catholic girl sex.
Oh, good God! You're
everything but, including the butt.
In the butt, Bob.
In the butt, Bob. In the butt, Bob. Where's the weirdest place you've ever had sex? In the butt, Bob.
Yeah, speaking of Project 2025, conservatives looking to limit access to contraception if Trump wins a second term president and allow more employers to opt out of birth control coverage. Trump said he won't ban contraception, but the Project 2025 blueprint being drawn up by his allies would remove requirements to cover male condoms and require insurers to cover fertility awareness-based methods of family planning, such as apps that track menstrual cycles and urge a federal study of the long-term effects of birth control. He will do whatever his right-wing whacks tell him to do. How do you think we got this Supreme Court? He did whatever the federal society told him to do.
Yep.
He has no core principles about how do I get back in office and stay out of prison, period. Oh, my God. Who was harassing my Joy Reid, my beloved Joy Reid?
Well, she's got a potty now.
That's as if I could love her more. This is outside the trial.
Joey, just wondering, do you think people with Trump derangement syndrome know they have it?
You're an idiot.
And second question, did you steal Trump's hair? Did he steal yours?
Did you what?
He said, did you steal Trump's hair? Do. And then he called
She's right. He's
appropriate.
Idiot. They're just all trolls. The people yelling traitors and Robert De Niro and Michael Fanone and Harry Dunn. They're just trolls. They're just there to harass. They're not like as to quote Robert De Niro. You gangsters. We're trying to be gentlemen here. You gangsters. You. Bunch of gangsters. And he would know. How many gangsters movies has he done?
Exactly.
11 billion.
Thank you. Okay. Dr. Jill Biden, one more yesterday.
We have the other choice, which is chaotic. And, I mean, if you just look at what you just reported on, the craziness of it all. So we have to decide, democracy or chaos.
Thank you. Sue in Rockville, hello.
Hey, you know, it's a funny thing, but all these rich white has-been actors and musicians who have never suffered a day in their lives are the only ones supporting Trump. You've got these people who have no intelligence, were actors 25 years, haven't, you know, been in a good movie, haven't had a funny thing to say like Rob Schneider and Joe Piscopo. Name me one person under 50 who knows who the hell Piscopo is. And they drag them out, and these guys
washed
are
up.
So desperate for fame.
Has-beens for Trump. And by the way, as the head of Never Was's for Biden, I can form that group.
Sure.
I'm the head of Never Was. Don't even bother with has-been. I own it. I embrace it, Chris.
Well, yeah. Someone has to.
Nothing. Washed up means that you were once something on a higher, you know, wave.
You had a late night show once.
Sure, sure. I had a farm in Africa once, too. No, I didn't. It's another movie line I'll get credit for, though.
Was that Meryl
the
Street?
Dingoes ate my baby. What's your point? Oh, no, they didn't, because I'm a virgin. I never had a baby. Okay, 46 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth.
Going by the King James definition of virgin.
Yeah.
Cozy Earth. Listen, I get all the luxury and softness and sexy from my Cozy Earth sheets and pajamas.
They are sexy.
Oh, they're so sexy. You have to pronounce it like that, sexy. like Chardonnay.
Yes.
You can't say sexy.
Or Chardonnay.
Sexy. Yeah, like Chardonnay. I have a little Chardonnay and I get my sexy Cozy Earth sheets.
And listen to Chardonnay.
Chardonnay. Her name is Sadie. I mean, come on. Chardonnay. No, call me Chardonnay. Like, we need either a more celestial name for me or just something that sounds fancier. Stephanie. Okay. Listen, Cozy Earth, CozyEarth.com, do it. Oh, my God, it's the best advice I've ever given you. You get 35% off if you type in the code Miller to get the softest, the most luxurious, the most temperature-regulating jammies. OMG. Bedding. How about the Cozy Earth bamboo joggers, pullover, crew, so soft, so cuddly. Travel in those suckers.
Do it.
Towels, they have everything you need. Cozy Earth can turn every waking and sleeping moment into pure luxurious bliss. Again, my code Miller at CozyEarth.com for 35% off. That's CozyEarth.com. Type in the code Miller.
I am shocked. Shocked. Well, not that shocked.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text Stephanie to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
Everything is expensive right now.
gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Life takes courage. So do mammograms. Schedule yours today.
Not only did breastcancer.org help me, it really helps my family and friends.
What it does is it takes the mystery out of a really complex diagnosis and really complex terminology and a really complex life experience.
Any question I've ever had, I know that I can go there and get it answered.
Breastcancer.org. I don't think I could have come through this without it.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't seen your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
You know, I speak Walter, and I think what Walter is really saying is, I love Dr. Marty. I love Dr. Marty. Dr. Marty, thank you, God. Nature's Blend. That's what he's saying. That's what all dogs are saying. Thank you, Dr. Marty, for the nature. Yeah. Why? Because it's raw, freeze-dried, amazing flavor. Dogs go crazy for the flavor, but you know what that means for you?
What?
It's a lot, not messy, shelf-stable, pantry-safe, dry to the touch, and it means for them, it has that raw, freeze-dried flavor. All the nutrients are packed in there and all the flavor. They don't cook it on high heat. All the nutrients are gone, and then it's like burnt brown kibble, and it's and God knows what all those other ingredients are. Check the, if you've been... Okay, meat meal.
That's not good.
There's packing house scraps. There's just Dr. Marty puts superfoods in there. Same thing he feeds. He recommends in his practice, which is why Forbes magazine called him a miracle worker. It is real food: turkey, beef, duck, salmon, antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables. You name it, it's all in there. Save up to 54% off the best food in the world, Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures. They're best-selling beef liver tongue treats. Wee. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. 53 minutes after the hour, Jody is reading the jury instructions in the Hush Money case because she is a nerd. I just love that you said under your breath almost, you're like, I think they're going to get him.
Nerd!
When you look to see Jody on TV as a legal analyst, what do you think? I think they're going to get him.
They're going to get him.
I just, if you listen to all the legal experts, it's just,
they're gonna get them.
I don't see, although I know what they say is you just don't know if there's a maggot on the jury. And, you know, that's what they're hoping. That's obviously, even, what's his name, Blanche, it's time to go. You know, even him trying to cheat, right? Mm-hmm. You know, during it, because they know they don't really have a case.
Right.
Like the stuff that the jury is asked to hear again, it's all the stuff that's really damning, right? Mm-hmm. For the defense is the, what do you call it, Pecker testimony, the Michael Cohen testimony, mm-hmm. The jury instructions. So, Jody, you were making a point about that they only, say what you were saying, sorry.
Well, they're only reading from pages 6 through 35 of the instructions, and both sets of attorneys had to agree to that.
Right.
In fact, the judge only wanted to read from 7 to 35, and Trump's people wanted him to read from page 6 to 35, so that's what he's doing in the process of doing. Right now, they're rereading. Now they're reading back to the jury testimony from Pecker and I think Cohen. This is a long thread that Anna Bauer posted, but it doesn't bode well.
Yeah.
And they also want headphones for their laptops.
Yeah. So. You said head. Anything that involves getting to repeat Pecker over and over again?
Sure.
Anything that involves bringing it up again makes Mama happy.
Bringing what up?
I need some headphones to hear my Pecker testimony. Okay, hey, listen, in other judicial news.
Yes,
judicial. Can I just say how
valuable Merrill.
Terrifying it is, everything I hear about Judge Cannon, this is what our future looks like. He will put her on the Supreme Court, and just this New York Times piece, people he appoint, they're either completely incompetent, corrupt, or both.
Right.
But this reports from her courtroom show a judge who is both prickly and insecure, often has trouble understanding what lawyers from both sides try to explain to her. This is arguably one of the most important cases in our history. In my mind, it is about treason and espionage and our national security.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the fact that he got this judge is just okay. In recent hearings, the American people have a right to our national security and to knowing what in recent hearings, she's pressed lawyers to remake points over and over, which led the New York Times to say she does not understand the answers she's receiving or she's trying to push back against them. Walt Nauta's lawyer, Judge Cannon, asked him what he actually wanted from the government. His answer seemed simple enough. Any messages exchanged by prosecutors that mentioned his name. Cannon re-asked the question and requested Woodward explain his answer slowly. Oh, my God. Even after that, it seemed that she was still a bit confused, they write, and they noted the exchange was not the only one where she seemed out of her depth based on what followed moments later. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Just completely all she seems to know is, how do I help Trump?
Right.
Yep. Like, oh, God, it's just terrifying. Marie in Atlanta, who does know the law. Hello, Marie. She's the law in these here parts
right
now. I am the law. Go ahead.
I won't suggest that Rocky Mountain might give me a Marie in Atlanta's arms.
All right, go ahead, Marie.
Yeah, really quickly, you had a caller earlier who asked about why Weisselberg's absence is something the jury can know the reason for. The reason being, it, in theory, prejudices Trump more than it proves Trump's guilt.
Right.
And the other part is that those jurors weren't selected for jury service until after Weisselberg was already
back at Rikers.
Right.
Oh dear.
So they would have known anyway.
Right.
So it's not.
Yeah.
I mean, if they pay attention at all to the news,
it
mattered.
Kind of funny. I mean, not funny like I'm a clown, like I'm here to amuse you, but that he's in jail for the thing that.
Right.
Right.
Trump's
Which is
about
why his
to go
lawyers,
to jail for.
That's why his lawyers didn't bring him on the stand.
Right. He's unavailable. He is no en casa, as they say in the law. Dana Goldberg, next.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the Devil's Advocates radio show. The jury is still out. Will it be a quick conviction? Dom's hoping. Or an agonizing deliberation? I'm hoping.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6. Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Oaf for the big game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.